WJTL bringing you Blunk and Taylor Hill. This won't take my praise. Hey, good morning to you. It is 7:20.
Good morning. This is intern Blaine with the weather. Today, mostly sunny, high of 71. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 48. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 73. Saturday, sunny, high of 79. Sunday, sunny, high of 80, and it's sunny in 46 right now.
The one and only Amy Thurston with us this morning. She's the founder and CEO of Hope Inspire Love. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It has been so fun with you
this
morning.
Oh my goodness, you're cracking us up. Do you have a podcast or a YouTube channel or anything like that?
Are you just speaking something into my life right now?
Well, you'd be so great at it.
I mean,
you'd be amazing. You could take pottery, you could break it up, you could glue it back together and use it as a story.
Art of Kintsugi. Yeah. I think you're reading my mind. I love it.
Tell us about Hope Inspire Love.
Yes, Hope Inspire Love. We are a community impact friends right here in our community, combating human trafficking and sexual exploitation, meeting survivors in the gaps of services. And the beautiful thing about being in Lancaster, we're an hour radius from so many other counties that need this support for survivors. And so we're able to expand beyond Lancaster and meet those needs in Dauphin and Cumberland, Berks, Montgomery, and really go where those individuals are, make sure they have safety, what they need and support. And then also if they have to move to a different county, we're with them. That's the beautiful part of what we get to do.
And you're with them from start to finish. I mean, you even go out sometimes and meet them when they're being set free.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah. Majority of the time we're referred to them after that has been identified by an agency. But the beautiful part about outreach is just meeting them where they are.
Right.
We are not in the business of rescuing. You know, most survivors don't even identify that they've been exploited or trafficked. They don't even know that's what happened. That's trauma in our lives that kind of blocks that or they're unsure. But we love when it's their choice that they get to say, hey, I love what Hope Inspire Love does. Can I get some services? And we had that opportunity where the Attorney General's office had one of their undercover detectives meeting up with somebody that was involved with a court case. And they said, we really want to get you help. And she said, oh, I don't know what I need. And they said, well, have you heard of Hope Inspire Love? And she said, yes, I met them a few years ago. Here we met her and it was just not a place in her life where she was ready, but we continue to walk with her. And I didn't even recognize her. She was at one of our gatherings and in one of our events that we do. And I went up and said, hey, I'm Amy. And she goes, I know who you are. And I couldn't believe the transformation in her life and where she is. And I said, I'm so excited you're in our services. She goes, oh my word, I got so excited. The moment they said it was Hope Inspire Love, I wanted to be a part of it. That's the beauty of what we get to do.
Yeah, speaking of being a part, folks could be a part of your Freedom Walk that's coming
up. Yes, October 11th. If you don't have plans next Saturday, if not, erase your plans. Join us in Muster Park in Lancaster City. This is a 2-mile silent walk where we walk for those that have not been identified yet and those that are living in freedom and just walking for their journey. And so the beautiful part is this is a family-friendly event. There's opportunities for you, like you can bring your strollers, your dogs. One year we had a 92-year-old and then a newborn.
Oh,
so
wow.
Don't say you can't walk. If not, you can stay around the park, listen to amazing worship by Victory Church, and just walk through our simulation tent where you're actually seeing the story of a survivor and what it really looks like and understanding why we're in this fight, as well as connect with local nonprofits and say, hey, how do I get involved? Because it takes all of us and there's a place for each one of us to serve.
What's it look like to serve with Hope Inspire Love? What are you looking for?
Yeah, we are always looking for new mentors to walk with a survivor. So the beautiful part of mentorship, when we interviewed a youth, we said, what would you want in a mentor? They said, somebody not old and somebody not paid. So I got the not paid part, because think about it, your counselor's paid, your caseworker, your social worker, your teachers. The only people not paid is usually your parents. But if they're in foster care, they're thinking, well, they're paid to bring me in. Now, when they said old, Fred, how old do you think they thought old was?
Oh, 30.
Almost, yeah, 35. Yeah. Can you believe that? 35.
Crazy, right?
35.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my goodness, because they felt that they wouldn't be able to connect with what they've walked through.
Right.
Or there might be shame. Right? Our best mentor is a grandma. So this is an opportunity. So mentoring is we really need mentors to do a minimum of 1 year with a survivor, that they sign a friendship pack, do life with them for a minimum of a year. We need volunteers to help us with our pop-up events. We sell survivor-made products. We are able to employ over 30 survivors through that enterprise. And so with that, we need people to help with the booth, tell the heart and mission of the story of Hope Inspire Love. Freedom Walk, we have amazing volunteers. We have LBC athletes that are out. They help set up tents. We have some fitness teams coming out, and churches are involved, worship centers involved this year. They're handing out lunches. So if you want to register, you get a free lunch from Gracie's on West Main.
Whoa.
Yes, talk about some yummy food
yeah.
And time to connect. And I think that's the beauty. is that there's definitely ways behind the scenes, as well as with the individuals we serve, and then behind, even coming in the office, helping with administration and all the things. There is a place. So if you want to serve, like, you know, with an organization at like Hope Inspire Love, we would love to have you, and you can go to our website to learn more.
HopeInspireLove.org. Now, if folks want to be a part of the Freedom Walk, do they need to register ahead of time?
Yeah. If you want to be guaranteed a shirt, that we do recommend that, you can either order a t-shirt, long sleeve, or a hoodie. We make some pretty cool options, as well as a hat. Every year we kind of change the design so it's something you wear throughout the year. And we love it because people in the community will see them wearing the shirt, or they're asking what it's about. So you can register online, or you can register the day of, and whatever we have left, we have left.
The Freedom Walk is coming up Saturday, October 11th. Musser Park is the place. HopeInspireLove.org/walk if you want to get that t-shirt and register and find out all the information there. Amy, we love having you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. We wish you the best with your walk.
Thank you.
Back to the music with Life.Church Worship. This is So Much. WJTL. Good morning.